It is 21 minutes after 6 o'clock on Dakota's Best, AM 1390, KJAM. This is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. Hustling and bustling as well. A lot of people out this evening enjoying these warmer temperatures that we got rolling in here these next few days. We're talking mid-January and mid-40, could even get up to about 50 by the end of Friday as well. Seeing about mid temperatures in the mid 40s throughout the most part as well. Plenty of sunshine, but don't want to put a damper on things with maybe even a chance of snow throughout Sunday as well. We'll talk about that another time as well. But Coach's Corner, live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison, I am your host, Paul Vold, and we are taking a look here at the NFL playoff schedule, the way things started, the way things have shaped up from the wild card to the divisional round, and also AFC and NFC championship games coming up on Sunday as well. Taking a look here at how things started off with the AFC wild card round. Couple of interesting games on both sides of the spectrum as well. Starting first with the Tennessee Titans knocking off the Kansas City Chiefs 22-21. Kansas City blowing a big time lead over the Tennessee Titans, leading 21-3, I believe it was, at that point of the game. Tennessee comes roaring back to pull off the victory, get themselves into the divisional round. Well, on the other side of the spectrum, well, it was a real snoozer of a game. 10-3, the Jacksonville Jaguars over the Buffalo Bills as well. If you took a nap during the game like I did, you didn't really miss a whole lot of action other than just one touchdown, that being scored by the Jacksonville Jaguars in a very slowly offensive moving game, but Jacksonville certainly rebounded that next week as well. Well, on the other side of the stat sheet, it was the Atlanta Falcons defeating the Los Angeles Rams in Los Angeles 26-13 as well. Atlanta moving on to the second round of the divisional round as well. Well, certainly was an interesting game as well. It looked like Los Angeles was going to get on a roll there and get out to that early lead. Wow, just Atlanta just continued to pile on the points in that game, a 26-13 win in the NFC wild card round for the Atlanta Falcons. Then another game that pinned them against each other for the third time this season, the New Orleans Saints defeated the Carolina Panthers 31-26 as well, which led to another pouty affair for the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, Cam Newton as well. Wasn't too happy about the way that game ended, but you know, they can't always go your way with the New Orleans Saints coming on top by the score of 31-26 in the wild card round to get themselves into the divisional round. What a bunch of divisional round games we had. Three out of the four were simply spectacular, starting first with the fourth game, that being the New England Patriots over the Tennessee Titans, 35-14. A lot of people expecting that one to go firmly in the hands of the Patriots. Well, they were right, and especially with myself being a Patriots fan and also being from Minnesota as well. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. But with a win for the New England Patriots back in the AFC Championship for the seventh straight year, they come out with an appearance in the AFC title game. While the Tennessee Titans, I think they really got something going there for the next couple of years. They can really buy into that system. Of course, they are going to lose their head coach, Mike Mularkey. They mutually agreed to part ways and see where that next system comes up for the Tennessee Titans with Marcus Mariota, DeMarco Murray, if he gets healthy, Derrick Henry as well, with that young receiving core that they also have, being bolstered by the senior tight end in also Delanie Walker. I think the Tennessee Titans going to be a wide open, well, not so much wide open, it's going to be highly competitive AFC South these next couple of years with the Tennessee Titans, Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts coming back, Houston Texans, if they get healthy, especially with quarterback Deshaun Watson coming off a knee injury, while also the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, these aren't your moms and dads, the AFC South Jacksonville Jaguars. They got something to prove here these next couple of years. Going to be a good divisional to watch in the AFC South. Speaking of the Jacksonville Jaguars, they just go to the Steel City for the second time this year and lay it to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And of course, it was a shootout all the way through. Jacksonville got up 21-7 and just kept piling on the points. Pittsburgh, I should say, had to play catch up the entire way, even got it within a couple of possessions, and they just could not get over the hump. A questionable call on an onside kick as well to set them up in that direction, which unfortunately was a loss for Jacksonville. or a loss for Pittsburgh, I should say, a win for Jacksonville, 45-42, a juggernaut in that divisional round. And Pittsburgh, I think the wheels are starting to come off Pittsburgh. They've had a little bit of a rough go of it last few days, especially in the world of sports with the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team trading a couple of their big stars, and also finding out today that offensive coordinator Todd Haley is not coming back for the Steelers, and also the lack of the play of Antonio Brown. And they got a couple of receivers out there besides Antonio Brown. You got Le'Veon Bell in the running game. It'll be interesting to see how they come back as well next couple of years. And I'm not going to say this, but Big Ben, ears are starting to show on Ben Roethlisberger as well. Watch out for Pittsburgh, who came in as the number two seed in that matchup, but not a good way to go out and end their season. A tough loss at home. 45-42, also a couple turnovers in that game, makes it 7 total turnovers against Jacksonville in 2 games this year. Big Ben Roethlisberger in the regular season, I think it was like week 2 or week 3, he threw 5 interceptions in that game against Jacksonville. But Jacksonville getting the AFC Championship game, you know, their first few early years, they did get the AFC Championship game a couple times, unfortunately unable to get past and into the Super Bowl as well, looking for their first Super Bowl appearance. Heading on over to the NFC side of things, a real good one, a low-scoring one, but also a good one as well, with the Philadelphia Eagles coming out victorious over the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta was looking to get back to the NFC Championship game and prove that last year, and they can get past that Super Bowl, that humiliating loss to the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. Well, unfortunately, it was the Philadelphia Eagles over the Falcons 15-10. Nick Foles and crew really pushing themselves out to the forefront and proved that it was just not all Carson Wentz. He did do most of the carrying, but Nick Foles is going to be the one to shoulder the burden here from here on out and will provide the offensive push and a punch that the Eagles need to get through these next couple of games, especially with the Super Bowl looming as well. While it came down all the way to the end, Matt Ryan trying to find Julio Jones in the back of the end zone and just breaking up the play, and out of bounds was Julio Jones. He even had to go to review it, as he didn't come up with the catch, but great defensive play of the Philadelphia Eagles, as it's going to be a good defensive battle in that game against the next team that we're going to be talking about in the other wild, the divisional round game, Minnesota Vikings over the New Orleans Saints. If you have not seen highlights or haven't even been talking about this, you need to take a look at your life and figure out what you're doing wrong. The Minnesota Vikings come out victorious. Last second, 61-yard touchdown pass from Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs for a 29-24 win over the New Orleans Saints. I'm sure a lot of Vikings fans out there listening right now and are with me at this one. You thought the entire time, especially in the second half, it's going to happen. They're going to blow this lead. They're not going to come out with the win. Well, it certainly didn't make it easy on themselves. The way the game ended, that's usually the way it's been happening to the Vikings, not happening for the Vikings in the entire history of the Minnesota Vikings in their 50-plus years in the NFL as well. But the Minnesota Vikings finally get one, the Minneapolis Miracle, as it was dubbed by the Vikings and all those around there as well. Case Keenum getting them in position, 61-yard touchdown throw for the win to Stephon Diggs for the victory as well, and a big-time miss by Vince Williams on the tackle that would have ended the game, but he whiffed on the tackle. He took a 50-50 shot. He plain up and said, I made a decision, I guessed wrong, and that is how he's going to have to deal with it for the rest of his life. But the Minnesota Vikings, a win over the New Orleans Saints, 29-24, also retribution for the 2009 NFC Championship game, a win for the Vikings over the Saints. They're going to be playing in the NFC Championship game, but it's not going to be at home. It's going to be in Philly next week as well, but the Vikings are going to be led by quarterback Case Keenum. They keep saying week to week how it's going to shape up. Well, I think Coach Mike Zimmer is going to get himself locked in with this one, get himself a chance here with Case Keenum taking the reign on this one as well. We'll talk about the NFC Championship game after we get a preview here of the AFC Championship game. A lot of people, you know, not really focus on this one because I think the Patriots are going to lock this one in, but as a Patriots fan, I'm a little more concerned than we did against maybe if it was Pittsburgh in this championship game as well. Had Pittsburgh's number the last couple of years. But with the way the Patriots have been showing up here these last few games and the way that Jacksonville didn't play against them this year but did have inter-squad practices with them at the beginning of training camp and also in the preseason, this one may not be as cut and dry as most people think, although some experts are already coming out with lines for betting with the Patriots making the Super Bowl. I mean, it's a little early in that one, but I think the Jacksonville Jaguars may have a serious case here if they are able to get to Tom Brady, keep the ball away from him, and also limit his chances on the field. That's been really the MO this entire season with the New England Patriots, 13-3 in the regular season, getting the win over Tennessee last week. But if they can protect, if they get to Tom Brady, I should say, the Jacksonville Jaguars get to Tom Brady, they got a serious chance at this, and if they can plug away with Leonard Fournette in the running game, also hit some of those young receivers like Marquise Lee and also Dede Westbrook, I think Jacksonville's got a serious chance at this, and if they hang on the ball, not force any turnovers, they got a serious chance at dethroning the AFC champion and also defending Super Bowl champs in the New England Patriots, looking for another championship. 7 straight years they've been in the AFC championship game, and in the last 15 years alone, there's been 3 quarterbacks that have played and also won the AFC championship. Four quarterbacks. Tom Brady, of course. Peyton Manning, retired, Ben Roethlisberger, and also 1 championship win, Joe Flacco, that coming in 2012 with the Baltimore Ravens. But I think for the New England Patriots here on the other side of the ball, it's just really going to have to come down to what they have. Give Tom Brady time. Let him just slice and dice through this defense. Find the little holes in the defense that this young, aggressive defense for the Jaguars is going to provide in this matchup. Should be a really good game, I think, in my mind. May not be as cut and dry, but it's going to be in New England as well. If there's any kind of advantage, it's got to go to the New England Patriots against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now taking a look here at the NFC Championship game taking place in Philly. I think this one, the battle of the former LA and St. Louis Rams quarterbacks. We got Case Keenum going against Nick Foles. Certainly going to be a really good matchup. Number 1 and number 2 seeds in the NFC. If the Vikings defense can play the way they have been playing all season, I think they got a really good shot in this game against Nick Foles, who's easily flustered in the pocket. The offensive line for the Eagles, a little bit scampered here, a little patchwork these last couple weeks. Had some players come in and out of the lineup for the Eagles. But if the defense can lock it down and stay healthy at the same time, although it looks like Andrew Sandejo, their trusted safety and also a guy who can come in and provide some big hits, is on track to play in the NFC Championship game. He came out early in the second half against the Saints and suffered a concussion. He is on pace to come back. Mackenzie Alexander also listed as probable in that NFC Championship game. But I think if my boy Case Keenum can make it happen for the Vikings, I think there's going to be a lot of eyes as well, especially with the Super Bowl 52 being played in US Bank Stadium, which is also another fun fact because if the Vikings win, the NFC team is going to be the road team this year as well in the championship game. It is not going to be an easy test for anybody's imagine for the Vikings and also the Eagles on Sunday. It's going to be a really good game. I think it may come down to which defense stops the most and which team holds on the football last and comes out with the most points, as well as any football game should come out. Should be a good one for the NFC and AFC championships as well. But and a bit of a personal note as well, if it does come down to the Patriots and the Vikings playing in the Super Bowl, I literally will be a loss for words. I'm a diehard Patriots fan and also grew up in Minnesota. My entire family are diehard Vikings fans. Been to a lot of Vikings games in my past. My father was a season ticket holder for 25 plus years. I'm going to just have to remain quiet from that point on all the way until after the Super Bowl. I'll probably cheer for the Patriots, but at the same time, I wouldn't be heartbroken if the Vikings won their first Super Bowl as well. So that's a look at the NFL playoff picture with the championship games coming up this weekend as well on Sunday. We'll be sure to keep you up to date as with our feelings and also the matchups from the championship games all the way to Super Bowl 52, February 4th, at US Bank Stadium in Minnesota as well. When we come back, we're going to take a break. We'll have Dakota State University football coach Josh Anderson in studio talk a little bit about the offseason and also what he's been up to since we last had him on the show as well. That's coming up after another break. 6:36 is currently in time here on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM. This is Coach's Corner from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison.